So, Ella, first of all, congratulations on your recent recognition as Capital City's Firefighter of the Year. Could you tell me a little bit about how you got involved in firefighting?
I started around when COVID hit. I was doing a lot of working from home and just everything was shut down. And I started a second job working at the airport when with the COVID effort. And at the time, CCFR was in charge of that effort. So I got to know a lot of the firefighters there. And then Chief Mead actually came up to me and asked if I wanted to join their upcoming Firefighter 1 class that was happening in that February. And I was like, why not? I didn't have much else going on, so I figured I might as well take on the challenge. So,
well, what's the hardest thing about being a volunteer firefighter then?
I would say, like, comically, trying to reach everything off of the tall engines, but that's why we help each other out. I am very height challenged, as most people would say. But other than that, it's just usual, just physical exertion and Yeah.
So what's one of the better things? What's something that you find joy in?
And I kind of like just being on my toes and just helping out the community, and the career staff is great, and, you know, we're just a, you know, great team. So I really like the camaraderie and, yeah, everyone's supporting each other and just, yeah, all around support.
Definitely, yeah. So what was your reaction when you heard about winning this award?
I was very surprised. I was in the middle of eating food, so I was at the banquet, so I was very taken aback. I wasn't expecting it.
They didn't let you know ahead of time that you'd won?
No, I know they sent out, like, email nominations, so I knew they were having awards, but I didn't think I was, especially with all the amazing, like, firefighters that are, you know, and the career staff and other volunteers, I just didn't think I was. It was a surprise. I was taken aback a little bit. I actually had to, like, think again and be like, was that my name or was that someone else's name?
So this is just a question I have, and it's really just for any little girls or boys that might be listening to KTOO and maybe they want to grow up and become a volunteer firefighter. What would your word of advice or wisdom be to them?
Yeah, I would say go for it and just stay open-minded, because you're going to learn things that you are maybe not so good at and things that you are really good at, but it's going to help kind of define who you are. And that's definitely what I found out was, you know, I never knew I'd be breaking windows during a fire or anything. Like, I just didn't think that was ever anything I would be doing. And then I've also found out where some of my weaknesses are. And, you know, it just made me think about, like, oh, maybe I should work on that. Or, yeah, and it also made me realize that I have a lot of strengths. I definitely highly encourage it. Definitely have them do it.
Yeah. And were there any challenges that you faced as a woman in this kind of male-dominated field?
I think it's definitely progressed more, so not so much anymore. I've had incidences where it's just like, I think some guys think I can't be doing this stuff on my own. Like, I have to have my partner, who's actually with me now, my partner be there. I'm like, no, I just say, you know, I'm my own person. Like, I don't need to, I'm not defined by the person I'm with, by a man. So I definitely, those are some challenges. But again, that's not everybody. The world is changing and is becoming a lot more recognized. I mean, we have a young captain who's exceeded everything. And I think she's incredible captain. So it's definitely progressing. And I think it's definitely opened up more opportunities for women.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And congratulations. It sounds like it was much deserved. And thank you for your community volunteering. That's fantastic.
Thank you so much.